Didn't get enough candy this Halloween? Concerned it's creepy to continue asking door to door? Well, you're right, but don't worry. This newest episode of Candy Teeth Radio is here to help. It's the exciting conclusion to our epic two-part interview with Seattle artist, painter and muralist John Osgood. We had so much fun hanging out and talking with him about simply everything that we couldn't fit it all into one episode. Take a listen as we talk about music, art, tattoos, and who's got them and who doesn't, and are even treated to some more expert tips by former guest and tattoo artist Justin Winter. We also put John on the spot with an interesting question from the Weird Beard. And speaking of former guests, we take a moment to help celebrate the birthday of long-time listener and multiple-time Candy Teeth Radio Cold Call recipient Galen Turner. Even though Halloween is over, the Candy Teeth Radio bag is still overflowing with tricks and treats. So join us, cause we've got plenty to share. Thanks for listening, and as always, stay alive.
This will be rad at the end for sure.
Are we singing? Do we get to sing?
We can't stop you. I mean, you got a song
for us. Hey, I've already given you a Sean Connery impersonation, which is going to be terrible.
Dude, if you get a song, Sean Connery impersonation, and like...
One more thing, that's the trifecta. I don't know what the third thing is, though.
A real fart, and then we can mix it with the old one.
See how the reaction is now.
It would just be exactly the same.
If this was like live and my wife heard it, she's like, oh, he's going to try to do it.
Yeah, he's trying right now. He's tensing up right now.
We got to go in the hallway.
Whoa, no farting in the ghost office, yeah. Dude. That's one of the rules.
Looking at Lucy and you hear him toot, and he's like, did you toot? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, can you toot again? And I was like, don't get hurt. Don't get hurt. No, we're done. We're fine. Are these Legos? Oh, wow.
I like it. They
told me about Minecraft.
He tried his hardest.
That guy, I was talking about going to the Hive Gallery for the 11th year anniversary, and that guy I was talking about, Eric Rodriguez, he is doing what he's working right now. He works on everything crazy, like I already said. But what he's working on right now is top secret, so I had to be super sneaky about how I see
it. Well, that
this
picture you took is top. Like, you wouldn't put some top secret like that online like that.
No. He had a pic. I mean, he told me. No. He was. Let's just say it's for somebody almost as cool as Jesus. Let's just put it like that. Almost.
The Beatles?
Why?
Oh, wait, they were cooler than Jesus.
Yeah. I was thinking more of the Fall Guy.
The Damn. Fall Guy.
Yeah. The Fall Guy is awesome. Do you have any tattoos?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
All right, bust it out. Where you got it at? Yeah.
Oh, man, I am so excited. I've been so strapped.
You can just tell me where it's at if you want.
Oh, I'll show it to him.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Whoa. Oh, shit, because it's dope.
So that was the first one. It was a drawing I did, and I did a mural of that one. Then this was my second one. This is an ego piece.
Yay for ego, dude. Another one. And then these are all bangers.
And then this was a painting ego. I did. It was all wood, and I pieced it together. So this is another ego piece. And then ego did this one right here. And then his wife, Megan Shore, did this one. So I'm going to keep adding a little bit more of these things.
Yeah. What are those called? Those are called like
Fleur de Lis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of. I mean, I don't think they have to be a specific shape, but that's what it's like. I think there's probably a different
It's like a decorative little swirly swoops. Yeah. I can't explain it. It's a thing wooden, that I like for tattoos. Flames. It's just like decoration.
And I'm thinking about, man, Joe Volan, he's his piece for his piece for the Decked Out show. It's got this stork made from hay or wood. I'm not sure what it is, but it's sucking the life out of a barn swallow. And I'm like, oh my God. The magic. you know, the green stuff that Spawn had around him that was sort of like white in the middle and stuff like that? It's like this really...
Yeah.
It's the colors of that. It's bananas. But
you're thinking about that? Where would you get that at?
It's like this fatty part up here, you know? I've been talking to Chris Sheridan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. about holding or doing a dead little bird holding a falling apart leaf or something like that, you know? But he hasn't done it yet for me. And I hope he hears that.
Chris Sheridan. I hope he hears me talking to him, too. I'm talking to you, too, right now. Chris Sheridan, you're getting called out. My buddy, Justin Winter, is doing this banger for a brother. Mm-hmm. Have you seen this on Facebook?
Yeah.
Where it's, he's doing tattoos. He's a tattooist.
Mm-hmm.
Tattooista.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing free, or not free tattoos. He's charging for tattoos. I think it's $20 or something. And for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
For Jason Locking is a friend and like a Tacoma dude that got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're doing stuff to raise money for them. He's doing a whole day of tattoos.
Wow.
For hour after hour, you know. So everybody's getting all these tattoos. But he put out a thing today after he gave himself... a full head tattoo.
Gave himself a full head.
Oh, not wow. Full head, but forehead. Oh, I said full head, but I meant forehead.
Forehead tattoo?
But right above the forehead. So it's like right here, but it comes, all of it points down onto his face.
Wow.
Like goes onto his face, and then one part drips over his eye.
Yeah.
And he just got done with it.
Yeah.
So he made a whole bunch of flash. He was like showing that. But then after he did that forehead tattoo... he did this video. And look at that dude.
Wow. Is it supposed to be doing something?
No.
Oh.
I was just showing you his head. Tattoo they just got today.
Oh, and he shaves it up. Wow, that is an impressive beard. When I see pictures like that, I like to Photoshop people's beard and put it on top of their head. And
it'd be awesome. Look the like switch up.
Crazy Charlie Brown character.
So you want to hear what he's saying? It's just some helpful tips and tricks.
Mm-hmm.
After you get a forehead tattoo.
This is how I take care of my first tattoos. Within the first 2 days. Squirt bottle. This has witch hazel and distilled water in it. As paper towel. I apply that to that. All messy light. Just get sloppy with it. And, what you're gonna wanna do is dab that cold motherfucker all over it. God damn, that feels good.
You guys have a puppy? No, hell no. Oh, I love it.
Did you say that's fresh?
Yeah, he said that's fresh at the end. That's fresh.
That's fresh. Hi, my name's Justin Winter.
Shut up, Justin Winter. I heard you. I'll do that. But oh, I don't have any tattoos.
What does it say? Can I see if I can figure it out?
Yeah, so you can see the. Yeah, here. I don't know what to do. It's going to explode as soon as you touch it.
Just getting that itch when you tap and you give it little pats here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's. I mean, I don't. I try not to sleep with a shirt on. So when I have this stuff going on and I've got a long sleeve shirt on in bed, swimming in cotton, it seems like.
Uh-huh.
What's going on?
I hate this. I'm going to die.
There's a guy at the Hive that was the bartender.
Mm-hmm.
And so after it went turned into the after party, he wasn't the bartender anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy came up to him. I was talking to him. Another guy came up to him and was like, dude, check it out. It turned out okay. Blah, blah, blah. His tattoo. And I was like, oh, that was kind of weird. It was like a weird exchange. And the guy that was talking to the bartender guy, he was like, 2 weeks ago, that dude got that tattoo. and I just slapped the shit out of it. Like, hard.
Oh, no.
And he said, because that's what you're supposed to do or something. He was like, you hit it so it, like, bleeds or something, and then it's good or something.
No.
No, so.
I don't think that's correct. I don't know. Step-by-step process.
But he did it too hard.
Oh, man.
To where it wouldn't stop bleeding or something. Like, it just jacked it up. And it was, and he thought it was going to jack up the picture.
Yeah.
But then it came out okay, and that was it, like, him showing him, like, dude, look, it turned out all right. Dude.
Yeah.
And the guy was cool, too. The guy was really cool. The dude that slapped him, like, I was bummed. He was like, dude, I didn't even, like, that sucked.
Yeah.
No. He was just fucking around. It was, like, a real thing. Turned into a real thing.
Hey, you just spent a couple $100 on this, and you just wreck it.
And with one slap, fix it. I would just automatically punch you in the face, though.
Yeah, you know, I've seen people get tattoos, and then you're just like, watch them. It's like, is that sanitary to be putting a jacket on to go get a smoke?
Gross.
No, no, it's not.
No.
And then when you work with Ego, he's like, to a fault.
Everything.
Yeah, it's just clean. Like, you know, if he doesn't think it's clean, he's gonna like stop, work it down. No, the guys at Fistful of Metal do a great job. They're super.
That's where Ego works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice.
You know, we back in the days played video games with my buds. You know, like late at night, and whenever somebody would like, you know, destroy somebody in the last second, like a blitz or something like that, we got to put on a song by Outkast that starts with the trumpets. And that's when you got like that's when you got the dance going, and then you got to dance in front of them. The damn came on. It was a great moment in life. It didn't happen to me that much, but
I have a little new segment. I might start.
Okay,
do it.
I go to Two Ravens Foundry all the time and just hang out there with the whole crew. There is awesome, and like we just hang out and like talk about the internet. And I stopped them from working, and mm-hmm. that kind of thing. I was there today, and there's this guy that I love, and I don't even know why. It's one of those. And I always, like, tease him like a little brother, because mm-hmm. I love him, you know. And he was there, and so I said, do you have any questions for John Osgood? And he was like, who's that? And I was like, don't worry about that. Just, do you have any questions for John Osgood? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is what I got.
John, if you could travel back in time and fist fight any other painter, who would it be? And if that question makes you too uncomfortable, if you could watch any two Renaissance painters fight, which two would you pick?
Ooh, that's good. We'll have to find this out. We'll have to get to the bottom of this.
Here we are at the bottom of this.
He's thinking.
Does it have to be straight on fisticuffs, or can I, like, you know, shake somebody to the core to redirect them? But then that's like a butterfly effect thing, you know, and you might change a few things. I mean, artists are the way they are,
yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I don't know.
Do you want just to go back and just clock Matisse in the face?
No.
Sure you do.
No, the first person that came to mind was Jackson Pollock.
That's what I was just going to say.
I'd
fight that guy.
You know? I would have to at a certain point if you're around him.
Towards the end, because that's when it was starting to, you know, fall off.
But I'm going totally by the movie, by the way.
Yeah.
Just so you know. That's where I get my history.
No,
that's
you go find Ed Harris and bam!
Ooh. Ooh, you didn't even know it was coming, motherfucker.
I had to, like... In college, I had to write this paper, right? And I was getting nervous because it was the first 20-page paper I'd ever had. I didn't write that much in high school, you know? It was mm-hmm. more like the art kid. So when I got to this class, I'm like, okay, here's what's going on. We got to talk about it in my office first, and then I'll say go for it. You know, everybody had different papers. And this woman, her name was Susan Kilgore, she says, you're one of those kids that got through high school without writing a large paper. I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, that shit's over. She's like, you're doing this, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, what are you into? I'm like, I'm into art, you know? And then she just started running through, like, what she knew. And that's when I started getting a little bit more familiar with Jackson Pollock and one of those armory shows, those 57th Street Armory Show, mm-hmm. something like that. And then I just started diving into him, you know, learning as much as I could. And, you know, he's one of, you know, it's just like, I know he just spills paint, but it's just that idea of saying like, wow, I'm still using my hand. I'm having a dance, you know, and getting into my artwork sometimes. It's just like the best part about it is being in front of it. And if I don't have anything, I get to do like a little dance with it and just move around and show people I'm having a great time up here, you know. If I wasn't having a good time, you know, it's not fun and I wouldn't want to do it. So I like showing that aspect. And I feel like that's, I don't know, an aspect I learned while learning about Jackson Pollock. But it's just, you know, just, I don't know how one does certain things. I know how I do what I do.
Right.
Yeah.
So punch him in the face.
Yeah. No, he deserved it.
Yeah.
He said something. He was
maybe thing. Just like just a slap, you know.
Ooh, a good one too.
Just a
right on his new tattoo.
Oh, what's up with that dude? He's got a Mike Tyson tattoo, y'all. What?
I'd say pull it together, you know. But then if he didn't go off the deep end and, you know, do all the bad things he did.
Would it be the same story?
It wouldn't be the same, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so I would slap him right across the face.
That's perfect.
Right before Lucien was born, you know, there was this bookstore over in Greenwood I kept going into, and I kept picking up this Jackson Pollock chunk. It was like 800 pages on Jackson Pollock, and it went back to like how he grew up and his influences and how he traveled across the country and just got an aspect of him being a mama's boy, you know, and just having a hard time getting away from that and his brothers and I never finished it, but mm-hmm. I got close.
Sounds big.
Yeah, that's a lot of pages. You know, you're like 782 pages. I think I'm done with this book.
Oh, man, but you give me an autobiography of Marilyn Manson, that will keep me glued. Just ooh, do it to it.
They got the audio. They got the audio.
With him reading it for you.
Yes. In a sexy voice like he's wearing tits. Anyways. So. I gotta keep my energy going. Let's pump up. What time is it? Is it too late to call Galen on his birthday? 9:36? No. I don't think so. You think so? You don't know him at all. You don't know his situation at all.
So I should come up with a question for him.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
It sounds about right.
I would say, yo, man, how did you get that scar?
We'll play the Call Galen and ask him a question stranger game.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Let's head to the phones. Look at it. My phone's like, fuck you, man. I'm sick of you touching me, man. I just took off the guard last night. Oh, yeah. For the first time.
Oh, so that's unprotected viewing.
Dude, I was rubbing the screen all crazy, man.
Felt good.
Okay. What was I doing? Calling. Galen.
Galen.
Sorry, I'm losing my mind.
Galen?
Yes.
Are you going to preface it or just... Is he going to hang up on me? Oh, he'll see it's you calling. No, yeah. He's not. Because you dialed.
Oh, yeah.
Who is this?
Hello?
What's up, boo?
Oh, shit. You know what's up?
Oh, is it the game?
Oh, no. You know what? This is just this is your life. We just wanted to call you and say hi and happy birthday!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday.
Who's that third guy? Is that good? Are you there?
Do you hang up on us?
Do you hate our guts? Did you push mute with your cheek?
sorry, you said you did, Jeremy.
Yeah, I guessed it.
Good God, I'm a terrible person on the phone.
How old are you?
I am 37 years of age.
Oh, you're just a little tiny baby.
Yeah, I am.
That's good. How's your birthday going?
Galen, did you press mute?
Did you press mute with your cheek? Oh, no. All right, that's it. Thank you, Gannon. Happy birthday,
happy
man.
Happy birthday.
Keep it real.
Oh, he's done.
That's it. That's Galen.
He didn't want to be quizzed.
That's what you got. Let's see what happens.
He'll call back.
He'll call back. He likes it. He's into it. Come on. He's into it. Call back. Get on your wife's phone. You don't know my number on your wife's phone? I hope not.
Uh-oh.
It's under a different name.
This is Jeromeo?
No, Frankie Furtado.
Frankie Furtado.
Definitely not a made-up name.
Definitely not.
That's my alias for hotels that I don't go to.
Do you need an alias?
Oh, hell yeah. Everybody needs an alias. Yeah. I go that or I go Brown Lightning. Brown.
Hi, I need to rent a room, but I have a question for you. Is Brown Lightning here tonight? I know it's a secret, but we have some business. Brown Lightning, yep. Yeah. No, he's not here? What?
Well, maybe I'll try a different hotel.
Yeah, slides 100 on there. Are you sure he's not here?
Yeah.
Totally sure. Thank you for the tip.
Oh, man. Aliases, dude.
You know what you need to get is an on-air light.
Light?
Yeah, yeah, like for the, sure. The, oh, man, that's what you need to get.
Then we'll know.
We're going to work on microphones first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how much money do you guys got?
None.
Those things are expensive, aren't they?
Yeah, that's really what. Nice look at ours right now. What are you talking about? Yeah.
We got those cool invisible ones.
Yeah, everybody gets their own.
They're Bluetooth and invisible.
This is some ghetto shit. This is the power of today, man.
Well, yeah, it sounds good. I mean, Amanda Stalter. She's an artist here. She's up from California, but she's making a living here. But she does shows all up and down, like down in South America, you know, up in California. Yeah. But anyway, she does these like really soft charcoals and whatnot. But anywho, I made a shank for her.
You drew one.
Okay. I made a shank for her.
Okay.
And she previously I saw on Facebook, she's like, if I ever had children, I would name one Nook and the other Cranny. So they'd be a brother sister band. And I have the best name for an indie family rock band, you know? Like Nook and Cranny. So then I made this like Justine Bateman, Jason Bateman, brother and sister, live at the Key Arena, March 5th, you sold out, ah, nuts. You know, I made that, but then I wanted to put it out, but I mean, I have a super big file of things that I make that I don't put out there because I think it might offend somebody or I'm using somebody's photo, so I've like got all these things, and that was one of them I didn't make. But then she wrote this post about some customers where she worked were being gnarly, and she's like, hey, I'm going to tell these people off, and she did. I thought she needed to protect herself. So I've been doing a lot of cutting of wood, and I had some right there and just whittled it down and primed it, and I got some duct tape. It has a really good palm action, and it's sharp. It'll get the job done. It's, you know, it'll get the job done.
You made a shank.
And she's like, this is one of the best gifts I've ever received.
Nice.
You know, fits right in her purse, you know. And it gets a little shaky, you know, like.
Poke a hole in them. That's what's up.
Make a few leaks.
Yeah. Made out of water. It's like a water balloon talking shit to you.
Oh. I have like a little pipe store weapon right here. Hold on. That or a throwing star.
Ooh, a throwing star would be good.
Yeah.
But not as good as this.
That's a finger knife?
That's a finger knife. Don't.
And a claw.
Too. And just a claw. That's just to poke you
with. Is that going
to
cut me if I touch it? Is it sharp?
Yeah, I think so. I don't really like rub it.
I don't even know where to touch it. It's just sharp all over.
Touch it. Don't touch it.
No.
Look at
this no, little bird. I definitely took a peek at that when I came in here. I was like,
yeah.
What is that?
It's a finger knife. You just sit around like a badass.
Yeah.
And you like eat food. You like poking food.
Yeah, it's like your Skeksis.
Yeah, your Skeksis. This is some Skeksis.
You drink red wine and you listen to Gwar.
Yeah. You're like, dude, I almost cut a guy with this one time.
But then it didn't.
Uh-oh, we got it. Uh-oh, I don't know who that is. Somebody, though. It's on the air. We got to answer.
All right.
Hello?
Jeremy, it's Galen.
Galen, what's up?
He's back.
Your phone died?
friend's phone.
Nice.
Sorry about that. I didn't want you to think I was a dick.
Oh man, I already called you. A dick, but I'll edit it out.
Yeah.
I'll edit it out.
Okay.
Your birthday's going good.
Yeah, I'm being a dick.
Yeah. Your birthday's going good. Oh, okay.
Oh, it's going properly grammarified.
Superman does good. We do well.
Oh.
Wow.
Hoity-toity.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I like to say, super brutalistic prosophonification, psycho-alpha-disco beta, firewalk with Lulu. Give the people what they want when they want it, and they want it all the time. Bye.
That's it?
All right, man.
Part of it.
Definitely, that's part of it. Yeah. Well, we're here with John Osgood. He's a painter from Seattle, okay. among other things, but that's like the main thing.
Most a good main thing to be a part of.
Yeah, but he had some questions for you.
Okay.
Are you down?
What kind of questions?
Yeah, let's find that out first. What kind of questions, yeah, John? First, let's have you guys meet.
Hey, Galen, what's going on? I'm John. How are you doing?
Hey, John. I'm doing well. Your name is John, right?
John Osgood, yeah. How do you know this guy, Jeremy?
You got to talk in between. Right?
How do you know this guy named Jeremy?
Well, Tacoma's like herpes, and same with Jeremy. And I think I met him through skateboarding probably back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Is that it? I don't know. It's just such a muddy little puddle we live in.
Yeah, totally. I forget too.
Knows each other somehow and doesn't even know how they know each other.
Is Jeff in the same boat?
Weegers? He was a tenant of Father's, but I knew him before then. But yeah, Tacoma local Yahoo that you just can't not know.
Yeah.
You've got so many things in common, it just ends up, running into each other all the time. But Jeff used to rent an apartment from my father, and I used to live below him. So that's kind of where we strengthened our relationship. We became not acquaintances anymore, but people that, had cool handshakes and greeted each other with gusto and conviction.
Yes.
And your guys shared a peephole.
What did you say about a peephole?
You guys shared a peephole? Oh, shit.
Yes indeed. Matt borrowed his Black & Decker pizza cutter.
Woo! Those were the days.
They were, man. I miss those days.
Dude, The Floorplex is a good TV show that I'm going to make someday and rip off your dad.
Yeah.
Yes.
All the different people that have lived there and do live there now, it supported a lot of our friends through the years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let alone my shop, too. I mean, actually, shop number two at the Floorplex for myself, and this one
is
absolutely immaculate.
Dude, this shop.
Just under 1,200 square feet, a balcony, a patio, a fire pit. It will soon have a sky bridge.
Oh, to the other one.
Hammock.
So good.
I also installed a urinal this last week.
Damn.
To myself.
Damn.
And I figured if I'm plumbing and I put in a urinal, I might as well put in a drinking fountain.
Yes.
Oh!
Oh, my goodness.
This place is hot. His new studio is so good. His old studio was so good, and his new studio is real good. You built it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got 11-foot ceilings upstairs. I can hold a full stick of glass in the air nowadays.
Woo!
I
don't
have to open the door that went to nowhere upstairs, lay my torch on its side, and then hold the stick of glass outside the old coach house door.
Hey, you got a pole pig?
Oh, yes, I do have a pole pig. I do indeed. And actually, I have to put the ye old Jacob's ladder on it tomorrow because Chris Cruz is coming in to make a video of the process of making space works neon sign.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
So we're going to make some big, big sparks for him to film.
Yeah.
They like that stuff. They
yep.
like that light colored glass. They go hand in hand like boating and beer. And if you throw in some high voltage electricity or a big red dangerous button, they love it even more.
Oh, hell yeah. Especially if they don't know what it does.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, actually, I finally put the big red line on the floor, the do not cross.
Ooh, yeah.
Processing, finally, so people won't be killed.
Well, hold on a second. Let's ask John if he even knows what we're talking about when we say pole pig real quick. Do you know what we're talking about?
No.
A pole pig is one of those things that's on a telephone pole.
Mm-hmm.
And what does it do exactly? It, like, conducts energy?
Those are transformers is what it is. And I had to rewire mine, but so they have a step-down transformer on the telephone. Never call it a telephone pole. It's always a power pole.
Oh, sorry.
The lineman will kick your teeth in if you call it a telephone. Yeah.
All right.
They take it from high voltage to low voltage for the houses. Thank you, Tesla. But I switch it around and I go from 240 low voltage, well, not low voltage, but and then bump it up to three times stronger electric chair.
Did you hear that? I've seen that before.
Yeah.
I've seen it in his room turned on at that power.
That's scary.
Hell yeah.
It's cool because I got something called a choke, which is just a fancy dimmer switch for it. So, you know, a little bit of juice or a whole lot. And it's an electromagnetic version so that the more I pull it out, the stronger the juice. But it also creates this magnetic force that if I'm wearing a mechanical watch, like a Swatch watch, arm starts spinning around faster and faster the more I pull the choke out.
Time travel. You're just doing, hey, you're just doing time. You just figured out a time machine.
Doc Brown over here.
Yeah. Go back in time. Go back in time.
Nice. Hey, well, what song do you want us to play for your birthday right now? On the way out.
Ooh, or,
how's that go? Oh, wait a minute. Say it again.
Got jam in my knees and I'm ready to spread.
Oh, that's a real song? Oh, damn it.
I'm a camel, double humping the police.
Wow.
Okay, how about Rick James and then mix it in with some Easy E.
All right. That's for your birthday, though.
Pull the panties down and the bitch had a dick. John, tell me some stuff.
Yeah. It started at the beginning.
Yeah.
where are you from, John?
I grew up in Edmonds, you know, but I made Seattle my home.
Oh, okay.
I've known Jeremy for a while, and I've met Jeff then and now. And I am glad that I'm participating in this podcast. So,
yeah, right. Yeah, you got great taste in friends.
I do.
That's cool. Thanks.
Thanks, Galen.
What kind of painting do you do?
Oh, man, I do, I do like some abstract. I started off with faces, but now it's gone abstract. I do murals. I do paintings on canvas and wood panels.
If you get a chance, you should go to johnosgood.com and check it out.
Okay.
And then you'll understand where it's come from.
Yeah.
What's your favorite medium to work with?
It depends on where I'm at. If I got to get something done really quick, spray paint, but I feel the most comfortable with acrylics.
Acrylics?
Yeah.
Like if you were a $1 million person, and express yourself, and everybody was paying money for you to express yourself, how would you go about it?
Oh, man. Who says I'm not that guy?
Oh, 10-4, Eleanor. You want to be my patron, then?
Yeah. That was awesome.
Hey, well, we've been here for like 3 hours or something. So we got to wrap it up, but we wanted to call you because it was your birthday and it was on the podcast night. It was perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I appreciate it. And hugs and kisses to all your pink spots. And nice to meet you, John. And don't give an inch.
That's it. That's it. The wise words of Galen Turner.
Happy birthday, thanks, Galen.
Happy birthday.
Right. Have nice a good one.
You, dude.
I'm all out of
love. So lost without you. I put it to believe in it so long.
That's it. We made it through again.
Yeah.
I'm glad you can make it, man. That's really cool.
Oh, well, thank you rain. For having me.
Yeah, for sure. We'll have to have you back, too.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Because you're always doing something. It'd be cool to talk to you.
Trying to.
Do, do, do. Where can people get a hold of you? Or check out your stuff.
You can check me out at johnosgood.com, Seattlemural.com, WeaveSeattle.com.
For the magazine.
For the magazine, yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a book coming out in August, which is called Seattle Squared.
I better get busy.
Yeah. Got a little bit here and a little bit there.
Nice, man. If you want to check out what's going on with me, are these puppets? Check it out at candyteethcreative.com. And if you want to check out Jeff's music, go to soundcloud.com/offmodel.
Yep.
Or the other way around, but it's not the other way around. It's that way.
soundcloud.com/offmodel.
soundcloud.com/offmodel. And so thanks a lot for listening. And till next time, stay alive. Mm. Oh man, that was fun.